Local baker Volker Ritzinger started the market back in 1996 as a way to get his artisan bread made in Camas to the masses. It's grown into a market today that boasts upwards of 80 vendors midsummer. Back in 2001, as the resort began preparing for the Winter Olympics, the market was moved to the base of the Canyons Resort. With more room to spread out and a more central location to the basin population, the market thrived. With construction now underway at the base of the canyons, the market searched for a new location and found itself back in the original location.
People are finding us. People always will find the good produce, you know. But it is a little bit confusing, you know, because we've been there for 18 years. Mm. It was very convenient for the people coming in from the junction, coming people from town in the middle. You know, it was really good. But it is what it is. We found another parking lot, and we are here with Park City again.
The hours, he says, are every Wednesday from noon to 5.
We try to get people, when they get lunch break, to get out there and give them a chance to come there for lunch. And we also try to open till 5, so when they get off work, they can get there and get them great produce.
With a smaller space to work with, Volker says the vendors are a bit tighter, but he's proud that there are still a handful of vendors who have been there with him over the last 2 decades. While they've lost some large producers as the orchards they're growing in are sold off for development, he says smaller farmers are coming back.
In the last 10 years, we've seen a little downtrend of farmers, you know, a lot of farmers, big farmers, selling them property down in Utah, you know, Utah County and Salt Lake County. You know, everybody wants to cash in on the real estate money. But we see now more and more little mom and pops, little farmers, organic farmers coming back, which is excellent. You know, we really like to deal with them. They have, unfortunately, a limited amount, but, you know, they have good stuff.
This is one of the only markets in the state that doesn't announce a closing date. Volker lets the farmers dictate that, and they let him know when their crops are frozen. But it's traditionally mid-October, so this year he's planning to go until October 17th. Volker also responded to a letter to the editor that said that Vail Resorts, the owner of the parking lot where the market is staged, had bounced a longtime local vendor from the market, Spencer's Barbecue, in favor of offering their own barbecue truck. When contacted by KPCW, Susan Spencer said they weren't booted out of the market, but they were forced to sell tacos and salad, not their barbecue, which is what they're known for. Spencer says that was specifically written into this year's contract. She added that they are a mom and pop trying to make a living, and the market is their connection to the community. The Park City Farmers Market, she wrote in a statement to KPCW, is, quote, about enjoying and supporting local businesses. Vail is not local, she says, they're corporate America. Volker said he would work it out.
They really didn't kick anybody out. You know, Vail is trying to just do their thing, and it's their own parking lot, you know, and we have to appreciate that, and we have a space to set up, and we just had to adjust the menu a little bit, and, you know, I've been really happy with Vail. They treated the farmers market well, and, you know, but on the other hand also, you know, my rules and regulations allow two of a kind. There's no monopoly in this farmers market. It's two of a kind. They're all a little bit different, and we're going back, and we're figuring it out, and, you know, the chefs are docking, and Spencer will be back with his full menu sooner or later.
As of Thursday afternoon, it had been worked out. Deirdre Walsh, senior director of Mountain Dining for Park City Mountain, told KPCW in an email that Park City Farmers Market is absolutely about enjoying and supporting local businesses. Our intent, she wrote, has always been to work in partnership with Volker and his vendors, including Spencer's, which will continue to serve barbecue and be a favorite at the market. Walsh says she has spoken with both Volker and the Spencer's to resolve any misunderstanding, and they look forward to working together to provide a variety of delicious food options for people to enjoy at the market. You can enjoy barbecue, bread, live music, and lots more every Wednesday at the market, except for the 4th of July, until mid-October. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.